This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Yep, the familiar theme from the Talk Radio Countdown Show brings us into the focus of what's happening as we get close to the end of the year. Michael Harrison is here as usual. I'm Doug Steffen, Talk Radio Countdown Show. From the perspective of the DJV program, we kind of mix and match here as we present the info that the researchers at Talkers have done all week long, concentrating on the top 10 stories and the people list. And we welcome a new affiliate this morning, Michael, KFSA, AM and FM, in Fort Smith, Arkansas, for the Talk Radio
Excellent.
Countdown Show.
Excellent radio station.
Nice to have you on board, KFSA, AM and FM. That's not the station the guy sent you a note from who... who wasn't happy because you didn't talk about him on the, what was the, there was a radio set. Maybe we don't talk about where it is, but I thought it was interesting.
Maybe we don't talk about it at all.
Oh, you don't want to talk about it at all? Okay.
No, I don't. I have no personal vendettas. I shared that with
No, it wasn't about a vendetta. It was just kind of interesting that he's taking it so seriously. All right, here we go. The Talk Radio Countdown Show, presented every week as part of the DJV program on some of the stations and independently on others. Michael is here as the longstanding editor. He was the creator of the idea to do a trade publication for talk radio back in the 1830s, I think. Wasn't that when it started back in the 1830s?
It was so long ago. It was so long ago that actually it's miraculous that it went on to such a...
Yeah, there it is. Okay, let's hear it for technology. All right, so we'll get back to Michael in a moment. Right now, let me bring you up to speed with what's going on for those of us who are very interested, maybe not in having a shot, but maybe having the best and healthiest body you can have. Everything that goes into your body enters either through your eyes, your nose, or your mouth. You know that. Although your skin breathes pretty much. Yeah, but the important areas, the nostrils, the nose, it's important to keep that area free as the COVID comes into your body through your nose or through your eyes. So it's only natural that we think about keeping our nose clean and healthy for a healthier life. So get rid of the things that are causing problems in a natural, drug-free way. Relief comes from Navage, the nasal care system that is sweeping the nation, getting rid of allergens and airborne germs and all kinds of stuff. It's all about hygiene. That's what you want. Navage.com is their website. This is the way to figure out how to be successful by keeping your nose clean. Pollution, pollen, bacteria, germs, and worse. So let's get to it. We go into the wintertime. The air gets clear and dry, and you get all that stuff stuck up there. You need to clear out all the junk that's trapped up there. And that's why I'm talking about this product that has me breathing easy, and you will too. It's called Navage. N-A-V-A-G-E. Get all the details on how it works. Find out how you can breathe more clearly and sleep much better. Feel healthier than ever before. Experience for yourself how to breathe clearly and keep yourself confident that you'll be healthy. All right? This is backed by a no-questions-asked guarantee of satisfaction. Go to Navage.com. That's N-A-V-A-G-E, Navage.com.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
All right, meanwhile, back at the ranch here, let's put the wire and the string together and make sure that we get this to work. Michael Harrison is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen, Talk Radio Countdown Show. The way that Michael works, we have a very consistent 10-story list, very consistent 10-people list. So let us go through those lists. Can we please, Michael?
Yeah, I'm going to go through it real quickly. We're having a bit of a digital problem because probably the storm has interfered with the wires. At number 10, we have Andrew Yang enters the New York City mayor race, and that's tied with Tom Cruise having a meltdown on the set of Mission Impossible.
Did you hear
7.
The audio from that?
I have not. I've seen pictures of it, that you know they videoed it, but I haven't heard it yet, but I hear it's full of like naughty words.
Well, it is. Actually, we can play it for you if you want. We've got the copy of the audio that's there, and it just... You know, he makes the point in a very precise way. Let's put it that way. I understand what he's saying. I agree 100% with what he said. People were not adhering, and everybody's watching the filming of Mission Impossible because it's really the first big film to get into production since COVID started. And if they don't follow the rules and they get into trouble and people get sick, then the big, you know, the industry leaders are going to say, well, Cruise couldn't make it happen, so we better stay away.
Yeah, because I think he's the producer of it as well as the star.
Yeah,
so he's under pressure. He's under tremendous pressure. I mean, making a movie is pressure even during normal times.
Right.
So, but what's funny is that it came out later that the mask he wears, this very expensive, fancy mask with valves and everything, does not comply with CDC recommendations. So he was,
oh, really?
Yeah, that was the kicker to the story.
Yeah, but I mean, when you look at it, he sets a good example. I have one that may not comply either. It's two layers of cloth and it's a model after my cows. But it doesn't let but one micron through, and that's really the standard. Yeah. So anyway, here's the Cruise audio if you want to hear it.
All right. You are the gold standard. You're back there in Hollywood making movies right now because of us. Because they believe in us and what we're doing. I'm on the phone with every studio at night. Insurance company. Producer. And they're looking at us and using us to make their movies. We are creating thousands of jobs, I don't ever want to see it again. Ever. And if you don't do it, you're fired. And I see you do it again, you're gone. And anyone on this crew does it. That's it. And you too. And you too. And you. So if you ever do it again.
Touch it. Don't you hate when people have meltdowns? Don't you hate when you have a meltdown? Have you ever been in a situation like that where you just couldn't
stop it?
And it's coming out, you're saying, oh my gosh, I'm going to regret this tomorrow, but it feels so good, it's like vomiting.
I wasn't thinking about regretting it tomorrow. I was just so annoyed because the same thing happened over and over again with Cruise. I get it. He's a businessman. He's an actor. He's put it all together. But what I find most interesting about it, actually, he's wearing a mask, so he can't really understand too well. I mean, you get the gist of the message for sure. But as I said before, a lot of these studios are watching to see how this production goes, to see if they can get away. I mean, a lot of TV shows are being done now. My friend Tucker, Jonathan Tucker, who's doing Debris for NBC, when they're not on set filming, everybody's got a mask on, mandated. You must, if you're on the set, if you are not wearing, you will be dismissed. That's it. Mm-hmm. Plain and simple. That's how they're doing it.
How do you like these shows now? There are some shows, I haven't seen them, but I see the trailers for them, where they actually have the people in masks
on
the show.
Especially the medical shows.
It's part of the, you know, it's part of the
Chicago Med.
It's part of the environment of this time, you know.
It is.
Those are going to all, you
what
know,
are we
the whole mask thing is going to look
10
quite...
years from now or 20 years from now. It's really, you know, think about it. It's bizarre. There are a lot of other things to think about when it comes to the future, but that certainly is one of them. You're right. You know, what are people going to say or think when they look at these things? 10, 12, what was that all about?
Well, it'll be an era. We're going to look back at an era, and it'll be historic. And I'll tell you something. The numbers involved, the stats, one of the really bad things about this is that we're getting used to enormous numbers of deaths, and we're dealing with them without the kind of real emotion that this type of a tragedy should be prompting, because we have to survive. Otherwise, we'll all walk around with our guts, you know, wrenched.
Well, you know, you say that, and it makes great sense. It actually makes me think
it's huge.
Going back to the people who don't get noticed who die from the flu every year. 90,000 people in America died from the flu last year. Nobody gave it a second thought. Nobody talked about it. Nobody, you know, there's tens of thousands of people that die all kinds of ways. You know, why aren't we paying more attention to the number of people in our big cities that are getting killed every day by the hundreds? You know, that's another thing. We don't pay any attention to that stuff at all. These are
part of it is emotional survival. I mean, if you walk around grieving every death, you'll go crazy. But I don't think that we don't talk about it. I mean, during flu season, they're constantly reminding you to get flu shots and all of that. But because people die from different things doesn't diminish the seriousness of the number of deaths. I mean, what if we had said after 9/11, 3,000 people? That's like a big deal. It's a small percentage, 350 million people. We're gonna shut down our security. We're gonna
Oh my God! Okay,
we're going to change our way of life.
Go ahead, Michael. Yeah,
for 20 years. Are we having a problem? Am I cutting in and out?
Yep. All right, let's keep going. Let's go back to the list. I think we only were on them so far.
Well,
we've
you know, it makes it hard to have side conversations when you don't know if you're being heard.
Right. Yeah.
Number 9, climate change and the Northeast storm. Number 8, race relations and police reform. Number 7, Russian hacking and poisoning. Number 6, U.S.-China relations. Number 5, Facebook antitrust suits. Number 4, the Georgia runoff elections. Number 3, Trump denies election loss, and that's tied with the Biden transition. At number 2, the economy tied with stimulus talks, tied with business and school closings. And number 1, COVID-19 stats, vaccines, and prevention. Those are the stories. Want to do the people?
Please.
Tom Cruise at number 10. Andrew Yang at number 9. Vladimir Putin and Thomas Bossert at number 8. Pete Buttigieg at 7. Number 6, the gang from Georgia, David Perdue, John Ossoff, Kelly Loeffler, and Raphael Warnock. Kamala Harris is at number 5. Nancy Pelosi, Mitch McConnell, Bernie Sanders at 4. Dr. Tony Fauci at 3. Number 2 is Joe. And number 1 is Donald.
Do you know that Fauci was 80 years old? Yeah, his birthday. Or his birthday is Christmas Eve or something. He's 80 years old, the guy.
Well, obviously, he's doing something right.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's wearing the right mask.
Whatever, the mask or however he's being taken care of. May I bring one more name into... This is not... The people list is unspeakably... Is undeniably the number... You know, these are the 10 most talked about people. But something I just sort of wanted to acknowledge, Mackenzie Scott. You know who she is? All right. So Mackenzie Scott is the lady who was married to Mr. Bezos. They got divorced, and she got $38 billion in the settlement, became the richest woman in the world. She's giving away lots of the money this time of year to colleges and universities and helping people who are not able to keep their businesses running. So I thought it was kind of cool. Congratulations to her.
Yeah. Yes, indeed.
21 after the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
I'm Dr. Andrea Russo, a cardiologist. Maybe you're waiting to talk to your doctor right now, but if you're having an irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, don't wait. This could be a serious condition like atrial fibrillation, which can make you about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you're having these symptoms, don't wait. Talk to a doctor by phone, online, or in person.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
I'm Dr. Baker, an ER physician. If you're having leg pain, swelling, or redness, but haven't talked to your doctor yet, don't wait. This could be deep vein thrombosis, a blood clot which could travel to your lungs and lead to a pulmonary embolism, which could cause chest pain or discomfort or difficulty breathing and be deadly. Your symptoms can mean something serious, so don't wait. Talk to a doctor right away, by phone, online, or in person.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Meanwhile, back at the ranch, this is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a service of the DJV program. A lot of states that carry DJV have this program on because we think that it's important that you know what's going on. The official way that we find out what's going on in the news talk radio world and the business is to have Michael Harrison here, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen. We've gone through the list of people, the stories. I would like to go back to, Michael, if we can, the number 6 and 7 stories here. That is the Russians and the Chinese and what they're doing and how it is that we roll over. The Russians, I don't feel, I mean, I'm upset about this. Maybe upset isn't the right word, but this is dangerous. But the Chinese and the fact that they are spying on us, this Caribbean phone network connection, they're connected to the phone service in Cuba, and basically they're listening to every single thing on every mobile phone that exists in America, whether they were, well, they're all made in China anyway. But the alarming picture that's been painted this week about how China has exploited all the vulnerabilities in the global telecommunication network, basically to route surveillance attacks through telecom operators onto everything. Everything. And I don't hear the outrage. I don't get the sense. You know, they caused the COVID. They're responsible for this stuff. They're trying to take over the world and have made no bones about the fact that they want to control the world between 2025 and 2028. They expect to be in charge of everything around the world. And yet we just sit here dumb, fat, and happy, giving in to them, paying no attention to the way they, in collusion with the Russians and in collusion with Facebook and in collusion with Google, taking mind control to a new level.
Well, I mean, you know, what you're saying is quite profound, and it might be true or it might be partially true, but without question, they're not going to get away with it. This is their intention. What we in this country have to do is realize that 21st century warfare is more cyber warfare than it is military warfare. And we have our own capabilities in that arena as well. It's not like we can't hack into them and we can't pull a number of stones.
So are we? That's the question. I hear all these kind of one-way stories. What are we doing? Yeah, that's a good point.
Well, I mean, a lot of those one-way stories are alarmist stories to really arouse attention. The fact of the matter is that I expect President-elect Biden, when he takes over, to continue on the path that Donald Trump took, regardless of Biden's history, because it's the same history Obama, the two Bushes, Clinton, everybody is part of this problem. So Biden's going to be president. He's a politician. He is pragmatic. He sees which way the wind is blowing. He sees what public sentiment is starting to grow as people become aware of this. I don't think that we're going to be just sitting around fat and happy while the Chinese take away our freedom and the communist hordes wait at the gate to persecute us and put us in chains. I think that it's a little bit more realistic than that, but I do believe you're correct. It is a major problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
The problem in it
is terrible.
Yeah, well, the exacerbation of this, you know, even the state of California is in on the Justice Department's antitrust lawsuit against Google and Facebook. Now, that's really saying something, because, you know, California is not exactly, because they're the home of these companies, and, you know, a lot of tech companies are leaving. Look at, what was Larry Ellison's company, Oracle, moved out recently. A lot of big companies, people are leaving California, 10, 12,000 a week. And so the fact that California has gotten on to this really says something about how serious it is. And I think that Google is in concert with the Chinese, frankly, and the Russians as well. That's the way I read it.
Well, sir, so are most American corporations. So are most stockholders. So are most people that buy sneakers cheaply because they could save a buck. Come on. It's not just Google.
I think you're right about that, too. All right, thanks for bringing that point up. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen, 28 past the hour on the countdown.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Meet America's first and only hybrid minivan. The Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid delivers up to 32 miles all electric with a total driving range of 520 miles while offering plenty of space. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid.
Here's something really exciting. Ebons, E-B-A-N-S. You're going to hear me talking a lot, Victoria talking a lot, Jennifer talking a lot about Ebons Bakehouse because of the cookies and the bread. Exceptional baked goods and treats from Ebons Bakehouse flying off the shelves around the country. Now you can get yours directly by going to Ebons Bakehouse. EbonsBakehouse.com, where their specialty is making cookies. Victoria says, oh, well, you're not going to talk about the bread. You're going to talk about the cookies because that's what you like. Well, she's kind of right about that. But they use only the best products no matter what they're baking. Grass-fed butter from the Amish country, range-free chickens, gluten-free, no worries, taste fabulous. Get them for Christmas for all of your friends and family. EbonsBakehouse.com. When you're checking out, make sure you use the discount code DJV.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor. Progressive Motorcycle also presents Roadside Assistance. Progressive Motorcycle, for those who were born.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Facebook stands to lose the most, but Google is more likely to lose. That's the word of legal experts as five separate major antitrust lawsuits bear down on big tech. They are DOJ versus Google, Texas versus Google, Colorado versus Google, Federal Trade Commission versus Facebook, and states versus Facebook. These cases share a common principle. Google and Facebook have made the world worse by stifling competition. Reuters is reporting the United States is set to add dozens of Chinese companies, including the country's top chip maker, SMIC, to a trade blacklist on Friday. Last week, Nigeria was again reeling from a mass kidnapping, this time more than 300 boys from an all-boys boarding school in Katsina, northwest Nigeria. Jihadist group Boko Haram said it had seized students to punish them for un-Islamic practices. Nigeria's government reported the boys have been returned late Thursday. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The last Thursday night football game of 2020 was played in Las Vegas' brand new Allegiant Stadium. Chargers quarterback Justin Herbert shined with the help of the Raiders' struggling defense, winning the game in overtime 30-27. Although the Chargers have given up so many leads that led to losses this year, quarterback Justin Herbert says after the game, the Chargers are resilient.
Yeah, we're a resilient team, and hats off to the defense for coming up with a big stop there, and Jalen with a great catch there, and it got a little hectic down there at the end zone, but guys stuck together. And glad we came out on top.
Justin says the O-line gave him the time he needed to get the job done.
Just gain a yard. That's all we needed. And Jalen ran a great route, got over the top. I could have thrown it a little bit farther. He could have scored. But props to those guys up front blocking the way.
After injuries took out some of his key players, the next man up mentality really paid off.
They stepped up big time. I knew how special of a group these guys are. And anytime you miss Keenan and Mike out there, it's definitely tough. But they gave it their all. They gave what they could. And those guys stepped up big time.
Herbert's quarterback sneak in overtime bolted the Chargers past the Raiders 30-27.
I think it's a lot of practice. I think the quarterback position's tough in that way that you have to be level-headed. And I think that's just years of practice, being around the right coaches, around the right teammates. And they've done such a great job of battling this year. And really proud of those guys out there today.
The Chargers have no chance for this year's playoffs. The Raiders' hopes of making the postseason dimmed as their record fell to 7-7. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Talk Radio Countdown Show, Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison. This is a part of our overview of what's going on in the world of talk radio, our lives, our livelihood. Michael is someone that has been called upon by pretty much every form of media that there is, because the news talk business gets a lot of attention, certainly did this year. So what do we expect? We'll do our end of the year review next week. In essence, this is just before Christmas week. So what do we think is going to be the state of our business? People listening to this program, people that are fans of the format, the News Talk format, what do you think they're going to hear next year versus what they've heard this year? Is it going to be politics the same as usual? Will we have a little different spin? What do you think?
Well, we have a whole new era coming. We have a new administration coming. We have a new role for Donald Trump, who will be a colorful player in the background. It'll be very interesting to see what happens to his 73 million dedicated voters and loyalists. And it'll be interesting to see how Biden forges a path on what could be a rocky road for him, all depending upon what happens in Georgia. The Georgia election coming up on January 5th is going to determine a tremendous influence on the nature of the political discussion. That being said, of course it's going to be politics. Of course it's going to still be COVID. It's going to be left versus right. And it's going to be all of these technological problems. We're going to be talking more about China, more about Russia,
because they'll be depoliticized when Trump is not president anymore, because it's so political, you know, the Russia hoax and all of that. It's going to be a little bit more unified. And I always say there's always that big story that comes along, the unexpected story that could take the national conversation spinning off in a totally unexpected direction. And there are going to be plenty of those next year.
That's why I asked you the question. You know, I think that that's it. How we, it's always fun to sort of think about what the future holds. So it bothers some people, but it doesn't bother me. I think it's great to think about. I want to be in the now, certainly, but I don't want to get stuck in the past, which is where I think a lot of discussions sometimes go. I think that that doesn't do anything for anybody in any way, shape, or form, no matter what the discussion is about or what the focus is. The past is the past, can't do anything about it, so we just work our way into the future, and the future is now.
Everything is now. That's the whole thing about this format, News Talk Radio. It's like surfing the breaking wave of the now. And the now changes second to second. It used to change day to day or week to week, month to month. I mean, weekly magazines, monthly newsletters, and things of that nature, having a hell of a time finding a place in this environment. It's breaking news constantly.
Nobody pays any attention to the Time Person of the Year anymore. They try to make a big deal out of Biden and Harris and, you know, how important it was. I remember when we waited with anticipation when that announcement was made. But I think this year, I don't think anybody really cares. Do they really?
No, people are not paying attention to the weeklies. They're not as big. Time is not the same time it used to be. Time has been sold a couple of times. It was a distress item. There are new owners. And with due respect to them, Time, Newsweek. Do you remember U.S. News and World Report?
Yeah, love that magazine.
Those three, you know, and then if you go back to earlier days, before a lot of the people's lifetimes listening to this, there was Life magazine.
Yep, the Post.
There was Look magazine, Saturday Evening Post.
Right.
I mean, these were, you know, major touchstones in terms of contemporary culture and ongoing current events. So now it's changed, and it's going to continue to change in the direction that it's already heading. No doubt about it.
I remember the expression, time was for people who can't think, and Look was for people who can't read. It was Time Life. There was Life magazine, Time Life Publications. Remember?
Right.
And they still exist with those once in a while you see on TV, those Time Life retrospective musical things that they do. I think that's the only way they make any money anymore.
They're very entertaining infomercials.
Yeah, they are. They're always hosted by some, was it Neil Sedaka does a reflection on the 1960s, Time Life in the 1960s. Very cool. At any rate. So let's go back to, even though I don't like to, I'm somebody who does a talk radio program that isn't really dependent. It does talk about what's going on in the election world and politics and that sort of thing, but it isn't the mainstay. I am interested in number two. We've been back and forth this year. Speaking of a review, the economy, because it's been so tied to almost everything else and where we're going with it, what do you think the strategy will be, and will that be a discussion point? Will Biden, you know, Trump didn't seem to have a strategy per se, but certainly now with people worried about the stimulus package and what's going to be in that, and how that will affect the, you know, you heard the IRS is trying to get a tax as part of this negotiation. The IRS ran into the negotiation hall on Thursday night. The people are running the IRS and saying, we got to have a tax on small businesses because we got to get our money back. Can you imagine anybody that stupid actually going public with an idea like that in this economy?
That it certainly is not a timely thing to say at this point. When people are suffering, small business is still the backbone of America's economy and our way of life. People are hurting. People are suffering. We need that stimulus package desperately. The word stimulus is not a good word. It should be relief because, you know, stimulus. What are we talking about? Stimulus. We're trying to survive.
Right.
Excuse me. And I guess we got to get businesses back up and running in a way that makes sense. if businesses can't operate, then nothing is going to happen that's any good. Meantime, job claims, first-time unemployment claims, was over 800,000 this past week.
Yes, 880,000, so, yeah.
So that's heading in the wrong direction. And all this stuff about the stock market doing well, that really doesn't reflect how the average person is living. That reflects how people who own stock or the big companies in high tech are doing. And they're making out like bandits. You know, Amazon, Google, Facebook, companies like that are just, you know, doing
it serves to further It serves to further divide people, is the rich and the poor, and Democrats certainly frequently are always talking about there's no middle class anymore, and maybe there isn't when you get right down to it. Not as big, it was the mainstay, and it isn't anymore, but, you know, there is this feeling among some that we should take from the rich to give to the poor. It's kind of like Robin Hood.
That's how you look at it. Some people see it as just the rich paying their fair share of the load.
Well, who decides what the fair share is? Where does that decision? Who makes that decision?
That should be decided by politicians who reflect the will of the people. And right now, that has not been the case. The people have to be more plugged into the ramifications of where people stand on taxes. The American tax code, the U.S. tax structure, is at the heart of all of this. And it definitely needs to be revamped, if nothing else, for how complicated it is. But in terms of taking from the rich and giving to the poor, that's kind of a mantra that simplifies it to the point that it really isn't accurate. There has to be an equitable way in which people carry their fair share of taxes per their ability to pay and how much money they draw from this economy and the benefits they get from being an American.
But we have to look at it honestly. Who speaks for the people who are paying now and having their money wasted by the inadequacies of government? The fact that in the Defense Department is a great example. They have what? They were trying to get a $700-some-odd billion bill passed this week and didn't make it work yet. But the GAO, Government Accounting Office, says that if we get rid of the waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse in the Defense Department, we could get the same amount of traction for $486 billion. So that's like saying that there is over $200 billion in waste just in that department alone. So why should we pay more in taxes when we know, we acknowledge, that government is so inefficient that it wastes this kind of money? Why isn't there a revolt? Are people getting lulled to sleep by spending all the time watching movies and playing video games? Is that what's going on?
No, I don't know. I think that that's overly simplistic as well. And when you say who's going to speak on behalf of the people, well, you know, ultimately the President of the United States is supposed to do that, mm-hmm. and the leading senators and congressmen. So, you know, it comes down to people voting intelligently and the media holding politicians to accountability. It should be a major topic. That's all. I mean, it's not easily solved. It's an age-old problem. But it's out of whack right now. And you're saying, why should people pay more taxes? The problem is poor people are paying more maybe than they should, and rich people are not paying as much as they should. I mean, do you find that hard to swallow?
Yeah, I do, actually. I think that this is true. I think the whole tax system in our country is fucked, and it ought to be much more based on people's ability to pay, i.e. a sales tax, and not an income tax. Most of the progressive countries in the world now are getting away from income taxes and more going to a user tax, a VAT, value-added tax, because people who don't have any money shouldn't be paying. If you're at a certain level, you shouldn't be paying any taxes anyway, other than what it costs you to live, work, and, you know, pay taxes on everything except food. Buy a new car, pay a tax on it. You know, that kind of stuff. Instead of I think that the most confiscatory tax there is the income tax. That's just how it sets with me.
Go ahead.
No, I want you to go ahead. Excuse me.
What I'm saying is, income tax is just one of many options. If we did revamp the tax code, we'd have to do it intelligently. We'd have to explain what we're talking about. People would have to follow. And we'd have to go through a careful, stable evolution from one system to another, and hopefully it'd be one that is based in fairness and based in equity and based in something that will not hurt people who can't afford to be hurt and will not help people in ways that they don't deserve to be helped. That's it in a nutshell.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I agree with that. A lot of people collecting unemployment who ought not to be right now. That's another example. People who need it aren't getting it, and people who don't need it are getting it. And that, you know, the stimulus, the whole thing about the stimulus and who got what, you know, we've seen all sorts of claims about how fraudulent that whole thing was. So that needs to be dealt with in order to be fair, if you will. Coming up in a moment, Michael has a chat with someone that many people in the news radio business and the talk radio business know about, but you'll get to know a little more about them as Michael explains in a moment. Let me explain to you how to take care of your mind as well as your body. It's the time of year when we are focused on eating, and then after New Year's it'll be diet time, exercise time. Well, what are you doing to take care of your brain? Think about that, exercising your brain. Make sure it's working well, and also put things into your mouth, into your body, that'll help supplement the strength and the ongoing health of your brain so you have a better life. And that's where Prevagen comes in. Prevagen. Prevagen will give you, when you take this proven brain health natural supplement, it will give you the tools for a healthier brain. Important to think of your brain as you get older, especially cognitive impairment. You know, you get older, you forget names and stuff like that. So, you want to not do that? I'm using this. I take one every day. Prevagen. Add it to your daily routine, will you? Do yourself a favor. Prevagen will give you a healthier brain and a better life.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to Monica Starks, who needed to hire for a pivotal role at her company, GS Group.
As the owner of a construction company, finding the right people is a very difficult task. So I use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology identifies the right people for your job and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. Monica did, and that's how she found Lamont, her new project superintendent.
The job is so perfect for me. I had a career breakthrough. I would have never found this job if it wasn't for ZipRecruiter.
With ZipRecruiter, we've hired everyone from accountants to project managers to field scientists. With ZipRecruiter, we get hiring results.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
So Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine, you have interviewed in the MH interview this week a fellow that, even though a lot of people don't know who he is, they know Newsmax, the Newsmax magazines and the TV network and stuff. So how'd you find Christopher Ruddy? How'd he come across?
Well, first of all, Christopher Ruddy and I are old friends. I was,
yes,
like, you know, his confidant when he started Newsmax some 20-some-odd years ago. So
it's been that long? That. My God, has that been a...
Yeah, it was
really?
Yeah, in the late 90s, so yeah, he started it. Make a long story short, I have a really, really exclusive, insightful, honest, candid conversation with Christopher Ruddy, the CEO and founder of Newsmax TV. Newsmax TV is a juggernaut in the ratings right now, and its battle against Fox News Channel to attract people who are conservative and not pleased with the way Fox News Channel has been dealing with President Trump. But there's a lot more to it as well. And you can check it out. If you're a conservative television news freak, you're going to love this. It's mhinterview.com.
All right, MH for Michael Harrison. You can also find it at Talkers Magazine, talkers.com, where you find the list of the stories and the people every week as well. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen, 10 before the hour on the countdown.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Mr. Grinch.
Ay.
You really are.
This sends me into such a bad place. Christmas is supposed to be a wonderful, happy time of year. And who needs the Grinch? Apparently, Chucker does. Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here, Movie Moments, on the DJV program. So we're playing the music from this horrible movie. The kids all go to it and they get scared. Why do you want to be scared at Christmas?
This day in TV history, Doug, December 18, 1966, the original 25-minute animated cartoon, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, yeah, premiered on CBS, directed by Chuck Jones, who did all the Warner Brothers stuff, narrated by Boris Karloff, who also did the voice, yes, of the Grinch. I think it's a perfect 25 minutes of animation. That, along with Frosty the Snowman, also, and Charlie Brown's Christmas.
Yeah.
Oh, pretty awesome stuff.
Yeah.
See, as far as I'm concerned. The problem with the Ron Howard, Jim Carrey movie is not that Jim Carrey is not really good or Ron Howard can't direct. It's just the source material does not require a 2-hour running time for a feature film. It just works beautifully at 25 minutes. You have a beginning, middle, and end. It tells a story. It's very simplistic, and that's sufficient. Although there are a lot of people who like the Ron Howard, Jim Carrey movie. I only like bits and pieces. It's just way, way too long.
Not me. All right. So anyway, in terms of other things that are going on, the Christmas movie business, wouldn't we, if this were a normal year, be seeing theatrical releases, or does the television network reality of Christmas
really what
movies?
The way it works, one of the biggest weeks of the whole year is the week between Christmas, the day after Christmas Day, to New Year's Day is, mm-hmm, is it, because people are off, and the Monday through Thursday of that week does just as well as any weekend would. So it's a huge weekend at theaters, which we know ad nauseum are not going to get this year. So
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is what it is. So, but there is a week from today, the anticipation of the Wonder Woman movie. I can imagine, I think yesterday we were talking about what was playing on my, on the theater screens here, on the 16 screens. I'm going to bet Wonder Woman would play on every one of those screens. What do you bet?
It's going to play on probably half of them at least. Yeah, maybe more than half. I would, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if it plays on, eight or nine. Yeah. Why not? Because it's going to draw more people. And then they want to spend, they're going to have to sell it as spacing people apart. You know, limited capacity, obviously, which is the you know, the rule of the land at this point. So, yeah, they'll play it on every screen they could possibly put it on.
Well, I think that that's kind of a it's a cool thing, in a manner of speaking. But there were a couple of other movies. You think it's time for Tenet to go away? It's been on the screens for 4 months. That one probably goes away. Maybe the Liam Neeson movie goes away. A couple of others.
Well, there's two movies opening this weekend. One called Fatale with Hilary Swank. It feels like sort of a B variation of Basic Instinct. And then there's the action called Monster Hunter with Mila Jovovich. You know, there's this TV news item of interest, Doug, I want to discuss. NBC is actively developing a sequel reboot to its 80s, 90s sitcom Night Court. You remember that
show? I saw that. The daughter is going to be the judge. I thought that was pretty cool.
But they're also, much to my surprise and pretty cool, they're going to bring back John Larroquette.
Yeah, his role.
Who played the night prosecutor, which that was a good show. That was a good show. I could see that working in a sitcom form very well now, a Night Court sitcom. I think that's a good idea. I like that idea.
Yeah, I do too. And how about, under the circumstances, what other shows are like that? That was a real iconic show. It'd be like bringing back Taxi. You could bring, could you find
Taxi
Mary Lou
Taxi would be
one
too. Taxi would be a really good one too. Because the setting is really the star. Unfortunately, those two sitcoms had great actors attached to the setting, but the setting is where you kickstart the whole idea, and there's good writers. I think the producers or the writer behind The Big Bang Theory is going to be attached to the
Night Court.
So that's good. That's good.
Right. That's very good. But I'm just thinking about some of these other. I was thinking, okay, Danny DeVito is still around. Christopher Lloyd is still around. Danza is still around. Marilyn Henner is still around.
Judd Hirsch,
Yeah, right, exactly. So, a matter of fact, I saw Judd Hirsch in a movie that was probably 30 years old. He was a cop, and some kid got heisted. I forget what channel I saw it on the other night. And the woman who starred in it was a big star 30 years ago. I can't remember her name. But she was in lots and lots of movies. And it was just interesting. The reason I bring it up is because the production values are so different today than they were then. The single shot and, you know, the real times. It just is so different. Movies today, so different. But anyway, I guess we have technology to thank for that. I have you to thank for all this information every morning. Chuck Kerr, thank you. Have a good weekend. Chuck Curry, our movie man. This is Movie Moments here at every morning at this time on the DJV program. It's 59 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.